Grace, mercy, and peace be to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Our text today is taken from our epistle lesson from Hebrews chapter 2. Well, lots of discussion been going on about who would be and who is now our new Supreme Court judge. Lots of news sources talking about it. Our president, about the judge, and other things surrounding him. And I dare say, depending on which news source you listen to and pay attention to, I could probably pick and say, decide where you stand on the matter. Now, for some, that was a case of, well, it was compelling news. For others, were fascinated by all what they were seeing about it. Others were disgusted. And you can throw in a few other emotions, too, I'm sure. But people are pretty much standing firm based on what they heard and what they did not hear. Therefore, we must pay much closer attention to what we have heard. Pretty much sums it up, don't you think? But also, too, did you notice that that same phrase that I just shared is also the first verse in our epistle lesson for today? Pay attention to that. But also, did you pay attention to what comes after that phrase? What was the rest of it? Lest we drift away from it. Now, this verse is not talking about the news. It's not talking about what's been in the papers for months now. But many now, I'm sure, are pretty much ready to drift away from hearing that stuff all the time, constantly. Save for the sports and the series that's going on. Maybe you want to pay attention to that. But no, what we're having here is something far more serious and has far greater implications than sports or who is our new Supreme Court judge. This has everything to do with your salvation. This has everything to do with you going to heaven. Now, this first verse is important. It says, we need to pay attention to what we have heard. And what is it that we have heard? We've heard about Jesus. We've heard about him. Why Jesus came, how we are saved, who did the saving, and where we are going, lest we drift away. It's that last part that I want to pay a little bit more closer attention to this morning. You see, those words drift away, well, those words apply to a boat. What happens to a boat if a boat doesn't lay anchor? Well, the winds can come along, it can push that boat, it can drift away. If there's nothing solid for it to hold on to, what can happen when the tides come in? Or when the tides go out? That boat can drift away. So it's important then for a boat to have something to hold on to, lest it drifts away. And that's also reflective of our faith too. Go back to the book of Acts. Talking about Paul in particular. Paul was arrested. Of course, he's been arrested several times. So this particular time, he was arrested and some other folks along with him, and they were thrown in jail. And here it is, midnight. Middle of the night, and what's he doing? They and his friends are singing hymns. Wow. Keeping everybody up, but everybody's listening. So those jailers got him in there. But what happened in the middle of the night? There was an earthquake, and all the doors opened. Now, when the jailer came running in there, he was aghast. He was frightened. Why? Well, you see, the jailer there, if any one of those people had escaped, then he's responsible for them. And if they get away, then what can happen to the jailer? Well, he can be put to death for something like that to happen. So that's why Paul hollers out. He says, hey, wait a minute. Don't harm yourself. We are all here. And what did the jailer do? He came running up to Paul and asked him this question. What must I do to be saved? Paul told him about Jesus. Now I've got a question for you. What must you do to be lost? Well, I can tell you. Nothing. Just do nothing. You know, when you stop coming to church on a Sunday morning, what does that do? Well, it makes it easier for you to skip the next one, and the next one, and the next one, until finally, what do? You just kind of show up a couple times a year. You know the dates for those two times. But it could also be something else. You know, it could be world events there might be going on, and you're blaming God for what's happening here, and why isn't he doing more about it? And so you're blaming him, so you quit coming to worship. Well, the reality is, it's the world out there. The world has its own ideas on what one must do, how one might be saved. And those things, quite frankly, are contrary to what God wants. They're contrary to God's ways. Then we also don't need to neglect the devil. He's out there too. He's intentionally doing things to make sure that he can separate you from your faith. But what does it all mean? It's kind of like going back there to Genesis and the serpent there, tempting Adam and Eve, tempting them and creating doubts in their hearts. Did God really say that? You see, when you no longer have God's word as your anchor in your life, you just might drift away. Which is why we go back to God's word. And what the writer of Hebrews had to say for us this morning. He says, it was declared at first by the Lord, and it was attested to us by those who heard, while God also bore witness by signs and wonders and various miracles and by gifts of the Holy Spirit distributed according to his will. See, the truths that you are looking for in your life are found right there in the Bible. But what happens when you don't follow those? Okay? That's disobedience. Disobedience to God and his word. And there are consequences. Those disobedient acts we call sins, and the consequence for sin is death. It's kind of what the jailer was fearing about. Something happened, they run away. He might die as a result. But you see, sins are punishable by death, and those are facts. But also, God wants life. He wants your life. He wants your life to be eternal, to be with him in heaven. And that's a fact. But we also realize that we can't do anything to make sure that our relationship with God is good. That's a fact. But also, we come to understand, that's why Jesus came. He died on that cross. That's a fact. He earned forgiveness of our sins on that cross by dying there. That's a fact. He rose from the grave alive, giving you hope. That is a fact. You see, these all facts that you have received are given to you by faith. Those facts are the anchor of your faith to keep you from drifting away. So how do you keep from drifting away then? Well, ask yourself the question, what are you paying attention to? Are you listening to the constant message of the world that is saying that, well, everything's okay to do so long as it doesn't hurt somebody else, it's all right? Sometimes we pay attention to that. Or maybe the message that you're hearing is that, well, your past is always with you. Well, now that can be a touchy one. But you see, you need to take hold of what you already have. And what is that? When it comes to your relationship with God, Jesus Christ is the one who earned forgiveness of your sins. You have that by faith. It was given to you personally, that promise, in your baptism. And we receive that reminder every time we come and receive Christ's body and blood, assuring you personally yet again that indeed your sins are forgiven and you have the hope of everlasting life. You see, when it comes to forgiveness of sins and everlasting life, we need to pay attention to Jesus, how he has freed us from those sins, and how we have hope through him. That's important to remember, because we have stuff going on in the world all the time. It seems like when something stops, and then there's something else that's going on, like all the finger-pointing that's going on in the world. And whenever that happens, I can't help but go back to God's word. In particular, Psalm 130, verse 3. It reads this: if you, O Lord, kept a record of sins, who could stand? Well, the answer to that rhetorical question is no one could stand. But if you go on then to the next verse, but with you there is forgiveness, therefore you are feared. Another way of saying is that we stand there before God in awe of him. In awe because he's the one who, despite our sins, forgives us of those sins. In spite of the fact that we are enemies of God, he still loves us and for Christ's sake forgives us and gives us hope. That is our anchor. That's what we laid hold of, and we hold on to that daily until that day He gathers us to be with Him in heaven. So hold on to that anchor, Jesus Christ, and you will do well, for you will never drift away. Amen. Now may the peace of God, which surpasses all human understanding, guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.